Hey, I am Amal Murad, and this is the Leap Podcast. Welcome to your second episode of the Leap Podcast. Today, I want to leap a little deeper into my own journey and how I somehow stumbled upon a career as a personal trainer. But before we talk about the world of fitness, I wanted to start from the beginning. And by beginning, I mean the time I was a child and I started developing my own identity and my own perception of self-worth, both in and outside fitness. Keep in mind that the things I'm going to tell you today are things I have never said out loud, but I feel like I owe it to you and myself to be open and transparent about where I'm coming from and why I'm so passionate about the topics that I talk about. I still remember very vividly, if I may add, how I perceived myself as a young child. I've never told anyone this, but I have never considered myself to be beautiful or pretty. These were never adjectives I used to describe myself. I always defined who I was by what I could do and not how I look. And I know you might think, but that's a good thing. However, what happened was that I grew up genuinely not liking my appearance. I felt ugly. I had acne, braces, glasses, frizzy hair. Even my own family used to call me Apsi. And for those of you who don't know the show Adnan Walina, I suggest you go and Google it. I started out as a chubby child, and I then grew up to be a rather overly skinny one. Surprisingly, in any Arab household, both extremes were considered not nice. On the other hand, I did great academically in school and seemed to develop athleticism from a very young age. However, sports were not cool back in the day. Even to this very day, sports are only acceptable for women if they fall under certain criteria. Like, it was only okay if girls did things like ballet, gymnastics, yoga, Pilates, anything that made you look pretty and elegant, basically. But if you chose any other sport, you were seen to be too masculine. I remember being one of the few students in school that played PE, while a lot of girls pretended to have their periods. And that automatically made me somehow feel less of a girl, or at least the societal version of what a girl is supposed to be. Keep in mind, boys did not even notice me either. I was always the friend of the one they had a crush on, but never the girl that they liked. And it hurt because I was basing my value on how others perceived me. I went on to becoming the fastest runner and swimmer in middle school. This developed into playing more team sports such as basketball, volleyball, handball, all throughout high school. And I realized that I never felt good in my own skin except when I was playing sports. It hit me that sports became my safe space, a place I felt invincible and a place where societal expectations couldn't break through. However, when I graduated from school and started university, I didn't have any time to play a sport. I was a graphic designer, so I spent most of the days behind a computer. And this is when I realized I developed a problem, which was body dysmorphia. What happened is that because I didn't have a safe space anymore to grow, I started focusing on the things that made me question myself more. Which, again, it was like I was suddenly ugly again. I was the chubby kid again. So what happened is that I began running twice a day, anytime I could, either before or after classes. I felt if I stayed skinny, that I was going to be more loved, more accepted, and overall a better candidate for the opposite sex to consider me a worthy wife. Ridiculous, I know, right? The biggest problem of it all is that there were so many girls around me who were doing and thinking the exact same thing. It was like we were somewhat each other's enablers. I genuinely can't pinpoint why these things are so instilled within us as women. Is it social media? and the unrealistic expectations. Because last I remember, we didn't even have things like Instagram back then. Is it our traumatic childhoods? Is it the patriarchy? Is it a combination of all of the above? I genuinely do not know. This affected everything because not only was I under-eating and overtraining by running twice a day, I even started getting irregular periods. But it didn't matter because guess what? I was being complimented about how I looked. And that's messed up. It's like I was saying, why should I care about my health as long as people are complimenting how I looked? I didn't know it at the time, but somewhere along the line, I also developed an eating disorder. This is something that even my parents probably don't know about. I remember spending days, even months, deciding not to have dinner because I was told I would gain weight if I did. And I even started being praised by my male counterparts. So in my head, I'm like, I must be doing something right. Well, wrong. That's why I decided to go back to sports. It was a place that excited me and made me forget about the trivial things, like how you look. But unfortunately, going back to the gym as a grown adult made me realize that that is the only thing gyms talked about, especially the ones that are ladies only. Are you kidding me? You hear words like burn, lose, sweat, grow, tone, transform. No wonder we have issues. We are being told that all that matters is how we look. So that's when I thought enough is enough. And that's also when I found parkour. Unfortunately, all the diverse and fun sports were one, male-dominated, or two, did not have any ladies-only classes. So I thought to myself, why not become the person that I needed for other women? And voila, I decided to start coaching, and I haven't looked back since. There's so much magic in showing a girl that she's capable, strong, and that there is so much to her apart from how she seems to other people or her appearance. So if you're hearing this and you feel like you might be going through something quite similar, feel free to contact me. I'm ready to leap with you as long as you take the first step. So until we leap again, see you later. Thank you for listening to the Leap Podcast. Make sure to subscribe and tune in. Also, don't forget to leave a rating and review and share it with your friends. It'll make it easier for people to find the show and to also learn from it. Your support means a lot. You can find me on Instagram at leap.of.hope or feel free to contact me via email, ml@leapofhope.fit. I am your host, Amel Murad, and this podcast is brought to you by Dukan Media. Thank you and keep leaping.